Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Welcome out to the AC All Access Show. It's a Monday night at Frickers in Adrian. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. We have Josh Mitchell back in our downtown Adrian studios. Tara doing a great job helping us out here tonight. A lot of stuff going on at Frickers, as always. They have their weekday specials. Monday, it's the boneless wings. Tuesday, bone in. Wednesday, steak. Thursday, chicken chunks. They have their lunch specials, 11 to 2. Personal pitchers, several different kinds. Just stop on out. It's really the place to be. They're pushing their gift cards right now. You get $5 bonus with the purchase of a $25 gift card. Now, all the business is out of the way. Let's get to the fun. It's ACL Access Show. And back after a week off, it's the Sports Information Director over at Adrian College. It is Mike Prang.
How's it going?
Good. Have some time off.
Yeah, it was
did
nice.
You? Good.
Nice. Get away for a little bit. Spend some time with some family. So
nice. Let's get away from this place sometimes. You know. He's not giving a solid answer to that.
I missed the cold beer from Frickers.
Oh, that? There you go. That's right. Not a lot going on, honestly. Last week, I've been trying to put together some sports updates. I'm looking for Adrian College stuff, and not too much, but. What did happen was quite entertaining. Let's start on the ice.
Yeah, synchronized skating traveled to their annual Boston Classic, and very successful turnout for them with their first competition of the year on the synchronized skating side. They already competed figure skating, but went to Boston. Collegiate placed third, and the varsity team, the senior team, placed first. So. Solid weekend for them.
Boy, quite extensive. Is it a multi-day event out there?
Yeah, so collegiate competed on one day, and then senior competed the next day, and then Friday kind of kicked it off with just open practice ice for everybody. So
okay. Where about are they in their season? Beginning, middle, end?
That's first competition of the year.
Really?
For synchronized.
All
yeah.
Right.
So.
Well, kicking things off in style.
Yeah.
Congrats to those. Basketball on the women's side, they had a – it was a Tuesday night game, their last one of the year, right, according to Coach. Mm-hmm. So I'm not working any more Tuesday nights out there. very competitive ball game with Wittenberg. I think the seven-point margin may be the largest of that game. They end up losing by seven, but a very well-contested ball game.
Yeah, I was kind of just tuning in from home, watching the live stream on ACTV. And, yeah, like you said, very kind of neck and neck throughout the entire time until, kind of the late pull ahead by Wittenberg. But, just seeing that team compete early in the year is definitely going to help them down the stretch. And, you talked with two people last weekend, and Aubrey and Morgan, and, that's a very solid core to have for that team.
Yeah, one thing I noticed with Wittenberg, and you probably did as well when you were able to tune in, heavy guard pressure. Mm-hmm. We still have a younger point guard, shooting guard, strong forward position. It was a nice test for them to get some real, all right, this is college basketball. They'll pick you up man-to-man full court, make you ball handle up the floor.
Yeah, definitely, and it's nice to see that. Because of that pressure, these younger guards are going to get early experience going into conference play. And, we've talked before on the show that the women's basketball team is projected to finish third in the MIAA after the announcement of that preseason poll. So Adrian's starting to get some respect again in women's basketball, and we're excited to see it.
Speaking of cool experiences, game didn't go the way they wanted to, but the men went up to Mount Pleasant to play Central Michigan in an exhibition. Again, score kind of lopsided, but to just kind of the bright lights of a D1 arena had to be cool for those guys.
Yeah, definitely. We looked at football earlier in the year. They played Valparaiso and men's basketball during the COVID year. We went to Eastern Michigan and Western Michigan. So it's just, even though, yes, the score can be lopsided sometimes, it's still a cool experience for these kids out of high school coming to play Division III basketball. They're not the big name on ESPN or in the transfer portal, but they still get to have the ability to go up against those guys. And, I mean, there's not many times throughout the year where we're going to guard a kid that's 7 foot like Central Michigan has. So,
right.
So, yeah, but overall just a cool experience. I mean, I remember when I was in college, we got to play the University of Iowa in baseball. And, yeah, we lost 8-1. We lost every time we played them, but it was like, wow, this is cool.
I don't know if it was the same thing, but this is more of a local flair. When I was in school at AC, men's basketball played in the Carrier Dome at Syracuse.
Yeah.
That was like a overnight bus trip. I don't know how many of us students got to go, but like that's something I'll talk about the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine playing in that game in that atmosphere. I know Central might be a little different than Cuse, but, I mean, just still that D3 and D1 experience you're going to get. ACHA men's hockey, we talked to one of the defensemen last week on the show. Nice win over Indiana Tech, 3-1.
Yeah, and that's a winning streak that stays alive. I don't think Indiana Tech's ever beaten us in ACHA men's D1 hockey. It's always been a competitive battle, as both are always ranked top 15 in the country, and Indiana Tech is a solid program. But, you know, it's nice for Coach Stiles to get a career win 301 after his milestone the week before.
There's still decent proximity between us two schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Indiana Tech, you know, maybe a couple hours down the road, Fort Wayne area. So somewhat of a geographical rival, too. Plenty of teams had the weekend off, had a chance to go home. And I know some of them don't. A lot of international students say, hey, I'll see my folks at Christmas. I'm staying for Thanksgiving. So a lot of teams took the weekend off. Big thing for the school and your department and many others across campus. Big day tomorrow. That would be the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, Giving Tuesday. It's our largest fundraiser of the year for Adrian College as a whole, not just athletics, but, you know, academic departments and different projects around campus, like, you know, adding more funding for the rugby pitch down the road, and, you know, maybe a Marilat performance gym renovation in the future, or, you know, helping fund, you know, a different field trip for an academic program, or helping our athletic teams, or the athletic ones, the big goal, you know, help our teams for spring break trips, getting that extra gear, getting that extra experience, stuff like that. I know ACTV is doing a little fundraiser this year to help boost their camera equipment so that our athletic streams are even better. So, yeah, that goes live tonight at midnight, and follow all the Adrian College, both academic, the marketing department, and the athletic department, and all their teams on social media, and you'll receive different links and stuff that you can click on to donate to certain causes. And, I mean, everyone at Adrian greatly appreciates the support of everybody, and no matter how big or small the donation is, we greatly appreciate it, and it's going to lead us one step further to our next goal.
Two quick questions piggybacking off of that. Easiest way to do that would probably be just to go to the school website. I assume there's some sort of click-through link that you can get to where you need to be.
Yeah, if you go to adrianbulldogs.com, starting at midnight tonight, first thing that's going to pop up is a splash page, and you can click on that. It'll take you directly to our giving link. There's a bunch of tiles that pop up that you can select what fund, what team specific you want to donate to, and just click and make your donation.
Is it the same for adrian.edu?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. So if people want to give to something specific, they can. It's not just a general fund like, hey, you know, I love you, fill in the blank, but I really don't want that. I want this money to go to the biology department or, you know, the bass fishing team.
Correct. You can select just a general fund if you wanted to, or, you know, an assist fund, for an example, but you can also designate where your money is going to go to a specific team, whether it's football, whether it's acrobatics and tumbling, whether it's ACTV or, you know, an academic major, you're able to do that.
Is there going to be a competition this year? I know social media kind of buzzes with that for the different teams, at least athletically.
Yes, we always have a match donor that sets some challenge goals where, you know, first team to raise $1,000 gets a bonus. Team that raises the most amount of money gets a bonus. Team that gets the most amount of donors gets a bonus, stuff like that. So, yeah, like I said, no matter how big or small the donation is, we greatly appreciate it, and it could help get a bonus for a team.
All right. Looking at the weekend ahead, Cave going to get on the ice.
Yeah.
Finally back. I mean, the men's team played all these road games, and the women's team had all these non-conference road trips and different tournaments and things like that. But we'll be over at the Arrington this weekend as the men NCAA hosting Milwaukee School of Engineering. Last time these teams played at the Arrington, quite the eventful evening, late evening for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the NCHA Harris Cup quarterfinals last year that resulted in the first ever mini game in Adrian men's hockey history, and Adrian came out with it, advanced to the Harris Cup semifinals. So MSOE's coming back, two-game series, Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and it's going to be another good one. Adrian, we're number three in the country right now, and MSOE's receiving some votes. So
wow.
It's not something we're going to look past lightly.
No,
so.
Best league in the country.
Yep,
I think if you look at those rankings.
100%.
Awesome. Well, that'll be again Saturday or Friday at 7, Saturday at 3. Tune in for all that information. And don't forget Giving Tuesday, midnight tonight through 11:59 on Tuesday night. Well, Mike Prang, appreciate it as always. And good luck getting back to work and into the swing of things.
Appreciate it. We'll see you this weekend at hockey.
Absolutely. All right. We are going to take a quick break. Speaking of hockey, we're going to go to the ACHA men's D3 side. We're going to meet a first-year head coach over at the AIA. Rodney Stewart will join us next. I'm Ian Wett with Josh Mitchell back in our studios. You're listening to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can watch women's D1 hockey this Thursday at 5:15 and stick around for men's D1 following that. Plus, hockey all weekend and cornhole on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the Ho-Ho Home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They say every fan's got their lucky seat, but what if your seat came with a brand new recliner and a big screen that makes every play feel this close? 96.5 The Cave and Baldy's Furniture in Wauseon are giving you the ultimate fan setup. A recliner built for legends and a TV that brings the big game to life. Register on air, by text, or online. Then sit back because it's about to be a full-on cave-in. Be a part of the winning team with 96.5 The Cave, Baldy's Furniture, Cutting Edge Logging, and Roofman USA.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave, Lenawee County Sports.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can watch women's D1 hockey this Thursday at 5:15 and stick around for men's D1 following that. Plus, hockey all weekend and cornhole on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the Ho-Ho Home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They say every fan's got their lucky seat, but what if your seat came with a brand new recliner and a big screen that makes every play feel this close? 96.5 The Cave and Baldi's Furniture in Wauseon are giving you the ultimate fan setup. A recliner built for legends and a TV that brings the big game to life. Register on air, by text, or online. Then sit back because it's about to be a full-on cave-in. Be a part of the winning team with 96.5 The Cave, Baldi's Furniture, Cutting Edge Logging, and Roofman USA.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave, Lenawee County Sports.
Good evening and welcome back to the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian, right here on South Main Street. I think they're just kind of open hiring. If you want to get a job, pick up some hours, stop on by, fill out an application. Plenty of things to do in here, food and drink. It's a good time, nice atmosphere. You want to watch the game, they have it. They'll change the channel, whatever you need it to be. They're here to accommodate. Great spot. Get warm here at Frickers in Adrian. We have Josh Mitchell, our engineer tonight. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. We have Gabby Brume with ACTV. We'll see some of her fine work on social media here in the next few days as they post things out from these different interviews. We just had Mike Prang, the sports information director at the college, on. We're going to talk some men's basketball and track and field in a little bit, but we're going to stick with the ice. Going to go behind the bench. First year as the head coach of the ACHA Men's D3 Bulldogs, Rodney Stewart joins me on the show. Thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And, we have bumped into each other at the Arrington once. I spend a little bit of time there, not as much as you, Coach. I do want to know, and our listeners too, what got you to Adrian College, playing career, and then what got you into coaching?
Well, first things first, like I said, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. In terms of my playing career, I grew up playing in Southeast Michigan. A lot of the minor AAA teams, things like that, over in Fraser, Plymouth, all around the Southeast area, up through juniors, and eventually made my way to Eastern Michigan for a brief period. Played a little bit of ACHA D1 club there, and eventually a friend of mine and I made the trip out to Arizona State and played a little hockey out west.
Just a little bit west, huh?
Yeah, just a little
big
west.
Change of scenery.
Yeah, absolutely. The desert was a nice place. Lived out there for quite some time and took a step back, started to do the parent thing in terms of parenting my son. He was in the sport for a while. He still is. And eventually got behind the bench and started trying to coach him. And we made our way back here to Michigan and had the opportunity to step in at Adrian. And it was a no-brainer.
Not going to lie, kind of rare that somebody tells a hockey story and there's no tie to Canada. Was there some Canadian hockey for you?
Oh,
juniors,
yeah.
Or
goodness. Well, so I didn't live there, but all throughout my youth, we played everywhere from Windsor to London to Toronto, okay. All the way up Northern Ontario kind of stuff. Did a lot of training and camps and things like that up there as well.
Okay. On the ice, forward D, or?
I was a right defenseman.
Okay. Good stuff. Offensive, defensive?
I was
a lot of
stay-at-home
points,
guy, yeah.
Okay.
I was a stay-at-home, defenseman. I like to think that I was pretty good at that part and, the physical elements.
And ACHA treated, I think, pretty drastically between different schools, right? I think, no offense to the larger schools, but I think a lot of that is, from what I've been told, it's on your own. A lot of it's like, hey, if you want to play, get to the game yourself. And quite different than Adrian College. A guy that played ACHA, I see you nodding your head. Is that kind of the way things roll in that world?
Yeah, so having been a part of three different programs now, playing two and coaching one, there are vast differences across the spectrum. I had the opportunity to play at Eastern for a little while there, and it was a great group of guys, but certainly more of that on your own style of play. You're lugging your bag to the rinks across town and those kinds of things, and nothing wrong with that, but it was definitely an uphill battle at times. Out at Arizona State, we had a good community there, pretty local rink, not yet on campus at the time, and still the budding seeds of a great program early on, and had a lot more support there, but nothing like I've seen here at Adrian College. There's a full commitment from the top down at the college, and that's pretty evident throughout the program.
I mean, I've done public address for some of the ACHA games at the Arrington, and some games I look and I go, is that a student coaching for the other team? And a lot of times it is.
Right.
And a lot of that's volunteer, and that's great. I mean, that just shows a love for the sport.
Right.
And you do get some programs that, that are like Adrian, and I do think the Bulldogs are unique, but maybe other schools are catching on as to really invest in the ACHA programs, like from a school administrative, like an effort to make these things work because they see the value in it.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, wholeheartedly believe in the philosophy of, look good, feel good, play good. A lot of that takes the buy-in from the administration and a lot of that program support. On the other hand, some of those scrappier programs are the more difficult games you'll find, and some of the best hockey you'll see too. So, like I said, it's a spectrum out there, and always a good game ahead of you in the ACHA.
Prior to coaching at Adrian, any other real coaching experience for you, or spent some time on the bench before you got here?
Yeah, so just a year in Pee Wees. Like I mentioned, I joined the bench with my coaches or with my son's team and one of my former coaches' programs, and we had the opportunity to coach all the way through the state finals. Unfortunately, didn't take it that year, but it was a good time.
And here you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Men's D3 program, I'm sure you've had a chance to look at the banners. If my history is correct, first national championship was from this program back in 12 and 13.
Right.
At the Arrington.
Yeah.
Did you get immersed in the history of this program when you came on, or did you know of Adrian before you got here?
Oh, yeah, so I had the opportunity to play at Arrington in my playing days. It had just been introduced at Adrian College, and so it was a fun bout there when I was at Eastern with Adrian. So we had some fun games. It's back in 08, 09.
So no
days.
Banners then?
No.
A little different-looking barn, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, and it was I think it was pretty new back then, too.
Yeah.
There's still state of the art, and so you can tell the investment was there. There's an air of excellence around the place, right? You talk about the D1 program, D2 program, D3 program. Every one of us have our own sort of manufactured chip on our shoulder that maintains that commitment, and we bring it to every skate, every practice, and every game, and it's all throughout the offices and everywhere you go.
Talking with Rodney Stewart, the ACHA men's D3 hockey coach at Adrian College. I have to ask about the grandpa of the rink now, Gary Estalos. In that ACHA realm, he's the longest tenured coach there now. What's it been like? I know you're both in your season, so I don't know how much back and forth you do, but just all that experience and time as a Bulldog coach, have you kind of leaned on him for some things, or is he helped you out along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's been a short period, right? Started back in August. Hit the ground running there with Gary. he's got his way about him, and you know, grateful to be able to, you know, learn under his tutelage. You know, he's such an impressive guy in terms of his history, but also just assistant coaching practices throughout the week with them, and watching the type of practice he puts on and the tempo, it's something else. He's quite impressive, and absolutely, like I said, just grateful to be able to learn under his tutelage. He certainly brings a lot.
Talk about hit the ground running. Let's talk about your team. You are 10-5-1 in the young season, 2-1-1 in conference play. At one time, not so long ago, ranked number 22 in the country. Now you're just peeking outside that top 25. Obviously, you know, being your first year, you had to buy into your players and they had to buy into you, right? I mean, it sounded like you were you late in the process of getting hired in as coach, and it's like, right, here we go.
Right, yeah. So it was a fully loaded program turned over to me, and you know, I've always kind of looked at it like as coaches, we're change agents, and you know, while I haven't been around very long, I totally understand, you know, being around athletics, and a lot of times a coach can you know, make or break you know, a season based on the culture of the team. And so you know, I had the opportunity to establish what I'm a big proponent of things like transformational language, and I had the opportunity to establish that early on with our student athlete manuals and various meetings and conferences with the group. And seems like, you know, from my perspective, they certainly bought in and brought the best to every skate so far, and we're really enjoying the ride.
I was there, gosh, maybe it was your first game or your second game. I go, these guys are quick. Yeah. I mean, did you condition them, or they just came prepackaged with some speed? And I was just uber impressed, and obviously the season's gone pretty well for you so far with your record. What's been your takeaway so far from this group? And we'll throw out the names, Maximilian Chandel, leading you with 12 goals, 14 assists. Soliam Andres with 10 and 10. Anthony Alfonsi with 10 goals, 7 assists. And your goalies have some nice numbers too, with Peyton Langer and Ryan Rainey kind of splitting duties there between the pipes.
Yeah. So, you know, at the college level, you're not going to really get too far from someone who hasn't been around the sport for quite a while. And so a lot of those guys came equipped with a lot of great skills. Early on, we certainly established that from the successful side of things, we're going to have to be a hardworking team. We're going to have to put together, you know, all the components. Everyone's got their role in the team, and you know, some of those guys you just mentioned are highly skilled, and you know, and they do a lot for us offensively. Very productive groups of guys there, and you know, from the standpoint that they're able to do that, we've got other guys that really fill different roles on the team that enable them, right? We've got energy guys. We've got, you know, the group really, you know, spans the gamut in terms of what they're producing and how they're able to contribute. And we really benefit from all of them.
All right, Coach. Our time, they say it flies when you have fun. We're just about up, but I will say your next game is this weekend. Calvin University comes to town. It's a Friday, 3 p.m. puck drop, and then you take some time off for the holidays. You're not back on until late January, so quite a bit of layoff between that game Friday and the next one late January. So kind of go all out Friday, I mean, because they got plenty of time to recover, right?
Yeah, we got the guys leaving it all on the ice. It started this morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. And
oof, you get the really, 6 a.m. time slot, huh?
Yep. We were really moving this morning, and it was one of our best practices of the year, so I'm looking forward to the weekend.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Nice to meet you again and to talk some hockey with you. Best of luck on Friday, and then have yourself a nice break.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Once again, the ACHA Men's D3 Ice Hockey Coach, first-year man Rodney Stewart, joining us on the show. We're going to take a break. We're going to hit the court, not of law, but of basketball. We have Seth Logan, a senior guard from Fenton, ready to join us next on the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can watch women's D1 hockey this Thursday at 5:15 and stick around for men's D1 following that. Plus, hockey all weekend and cornhole on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the Ho-Ho Home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They say every fan's got their lucky seat, but what if your seat came with a brand new recliner and a big screen that makes every play feel this close? 96.5 The Cave and Baldi's Furniture in Wauseon are giving you the ultimate fan setup. A recliner built for legends and a TV that brings the big game to life. Register on air, by text, or online. Then sit back because it's about to be a full-on cave-in. Be a part of the winning team with 96.5 The Cave, Baldi's Furniture, Cutting Edge Logging, and Roofman USA.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave, Lenawee County Sports.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can watch women's D1 hockey this Thursday at 5:15 and stick around for men's D1 following that. Plus, hockey all weekend and cornhole on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the Ho-Ho Home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They say every fan's got their lucky seat, but what if your seat came with a brand new recliner and a big screen that makes every play feel this close? 96.5 The Cave and Baldi's Furniture in Wauseon are giving you the ultimate fan setup. A recliner built for legends and a TV that brings the big game to life. Register on air, by text, or online. Then sit back because it's about to be a full-on cave-in. Be a part of the winning team with 96.5 The Cave, Baldi's Furniture, Cutting Edge Logging, and Roofman USA.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave, Lenawee County Sports.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show. It's a Monday night at Frickers in Adrian, leading you up to some Monday night football tonight here on the Cave. Boy, some flashbacks to a big game. You got the Giants and the Patriots. Some memorable moments and some big games out there, but we're talking some Bulldog athletics. We have track and field coming up in just a little bit. We just talked some hockey. Let's go right in between. Let's go to the court. Not of law, of basketball. We have Seth Logan, senior year. Here he is, a guard from Fenton, Michigan. If you go to a Bulldog game or watch it or listen, this is a guy putting the ball in the bucket, leading the Bulldogs 15.8 points per game in just under 29 minutes per contest. Five rebounds a game. That's not bad, Seth.
Got to get on the glass.
I mean, you're not – people know you're not the tallest guy out there. But you can be the beneficiary if, you know, Darius or someone boxes someone out. You fly in for that rebound.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, absolutely. You got to clean up the glass. It's a big part of basketball. So,
All right. So, like I said, here you are your senior year. You've logged plenty of minutes for the Bulldogs in your AC career. Did it, you know, dawn on you maybe this summer, end of last year, like, oh, this is my team now, right?
Yeah.
It used to be like, hey, I'm the role guy shooting threes, 3-and-D kind of guy, and here you are in that senior kind of leadership role that I'm sure Coach Kaiser has handed off to you.
Yeah, it's kind of dawned on me, like, preparing for the first game, you know, like the off season, the preseason, it's like very repetitive. You kind of do the same thing, getting ready for the season. But when we were getting ready for our first game, it was like, holy cow, it's finally here. It's the first of last, so, or the last, whatever.
Yeah, the first of last. You got it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's exciting, and I'm ready for the remainder of the year. So,
and then, like, for different things, I didn't play sports in college, but, you know, as you're a freshman, you really look up to the seniors. You're like, oh, my gosh, they've been through it all. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, man, they're leaving. That's going to be whatever. But, you know, we'll see if this junior now can do it as a senior. And then before you know it, you're the guy people are looking up to. And your roster, Seth, is they're young in some spots, and they're different in others. Quite a bit of roster turnover from last year to this year. So if you could talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, we do. We do have a lot of new faces in the locker room, and that takes some time to getting used to. You know, like I played with the older guys that graduated last year for 3 years, and the younger guys, like the juniors, have played with me for 3 years now. And so the new faces that we brought in, whether it was transfers or freshmen, it takes a little bit to kind of gel and kind of mesh as a team, know everyone's movements and how they kind of play the game. I think we've done a good job of that. Our record may not be indicative, but I think this team has really come together and battled some adversity early on.
Sort of, and this has mainly been the case even since I was a student there. You schedule tough non-conference, so the record might not end up being dazzling right at the end of the year, and you're like, oh, you know, our record was this and this. Yeah, but we were this record in conference.
Yeah.
So scheduling these tough teams, I mean, you're coming off a game against Central Michigan. That's the D1 Chippewas for an exhibition game for us, but an opportunity to go, okay, this is where, you know, we want to get to, right? Compete against these guys. You know, maybe you look at the film and you go, we did that well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do a little odds are stacked against you.
Yeah.
But you got to take the little wins, and obviously a lot to take away from a loss like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the benefit of scheduling these tougher teams early is it really prepares you for the tough conference schedule ahead. You know, you got your Calvin, Trine, Hope. Olivet's going to be a really good team this year. Albion's always in the mix. And scheduling those tough teams early, like the Capital, Wittenberg, it really benefits us down the stretch.
I mean, that Wittenberg game, I was there doing public address for that, and
shootout.
It was a shootout. I wasn't even supposed to be there. I was resting the voice, and then Mike Prank calls me and says, can you fill in for me? I go, all right. No, he says, what are you doing right now? And I'm thinking, like, oh, man, did I forget to go do that game? No. He needed someone to fill in. But, I mean, that was a back and forth, and we talked briefly off air, Seth, that you guys, for the most part, have no trouble scoring points.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. The difficult part is on the other end of the court, and I know talking to your coach, Tim Kaiser, like, he's like, oh, he'll say, well, the 90 points are nice, but, you know, we're giving up 100. So, you know, what's the point in that? If we can't get the defensive side right, what's been that approach? I know we're 5 games in and it's early, plenty of more room to improve, but what's been the message for the defensive side?
Yeah, I think just you got to stay aggressive, stay physical, and I think you just got to communicate everything out. You know, there's two sides of the ball, and we do good on one of them right now. But you got to hold teams less than what you're going to score to win basketball games. And so that's just the simplified version, right? But you got to really stay in a stance, be positioned right, communicate, and all the other things will come. You'll get stops. So
there's lucky and good. Right? I mean, I'll watch and I go, that was great defense by us. They just made a better shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys take that into account, like, hey, maybe they're just a good shooting team and we did everything right. The shots were just falling.
Yeah, sure. But, yeah, I mean, you want to get as many stops as possible. So, yeah. But I think the teams we have faced have been pretty good offensive teams. But I think just staying consistent, being persistent, and just trying to find yourselves in the defensive end is something that we need to work on. So
Let's talk about the offensive side. Let's talk about scoring the basketball. And you've been a guy that has done that plenty in your Bulldog career. Who's kind of helping you out in the offensive end? I've watched Brendan.
Schlink.
Darius Welch put the ball in the hole. And Luke Rager doing some scoring, too. He's to me, the kind of point guard that doesn't look to score first. But yeah. If he did a little bit more, he's certainly capable.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
He's a guy that'll drive in the paint, and I go, he can shoot that.
Yeah.
He won't. He'll look for the pass, which is what you want in a teammate, especially if you're wide open. But who's kind of helping you along offensively?
I think we have a plethora of people on our team that really do a good job just looking for people and scoring the basketball. You named a few, like Luke Rager. He does a great job of getting 2 feet in the paint and just kind of looking for the next pass. We have some taller guys that are really good passers too, like Darius Welch. He can really see over the defense and find shooters, find cutters. We do have a lot of guards too that are really good, just kind of just hitting that next pass. Jeremiah Dallas, just Noah Van Lanningham, Carson, just to name a few. They really do a good job of just finding the next guy, making the right play, and it turns into points for us. So,
and aside from Luke, a lot of freshmen in the backcourt.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm thinking of your roster right, Jeremiah's freshman, Carson a freshman, Brendan not, right?
Is Brendan's he a transfer junior. In? Brendan's or? A transfer junior,
okay.
Yeah.
What's it been like, you know, trying to gel with these guys? I mean, you're 5 games in plus some practices.
Yeah, no, I think our team is – we've gelled very well over the course of these past few months. You know, it's difficult when you come to a new school and you're trying to find yourself on a team and find your role on a team. But just whether it's just practice, a game, or hanging out at Richie, Kane, whether it may be, just kind of just being yourself and kind of just finding your kind of niche on the team is important.
Talking with Seth Logan with the men's basketball team at Adrian College. Let's talk about some road cooking. Your next three are on the road at Denison, at Dominican, and at Concordia Chicago. The thing I always talk about with teams going on the road, and it's true, it's a chance to be closer. You know, bond with your teammates, eat meals together, talking with the guys, especially with a lot of new guys on the squad. A chance to take advantage of that, Seth, for the next three on the road.
Yeah, road trips are fun, and it really, really makes you kind of find different people to interact with. You know, like you have to stay the night at a hotel, you really have to branch out and find people that you don't normally talk to outside of practice. And it's good for us to kind of, as a team with newer faces, interact with the other guys.
It's hard to do that. I'll just use the football team as an example. You're traveling with 60 guys or 50 guys, and you kind of stick with your position group. Basketball, it's like you kind of have to. You know, yeah. You're bringing, how many would you bring, 12 or 15 on a trip?
Yeah,
roughly
15 to 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
you kind of have to.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that guy just hanging up on, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, it's obvious we can you can't hide is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
You're almost forced to be a good teammate, and that may sound like a harsh term, but it's not. Like,
no.
Hey, we're in this together. We're in this fight. You chose us. We chose you. Let's get it done.
Absolutely.
Now, Seth, then you get some 5 home games in a row, including their next one on December 17th. So fans out there listening, go to adrianbulldogs.com. Or download the app, follow the Adrian College men's basketball team. Seth, your time is up already.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Again, Seth Logan, a senior guard from Fenton, Michigan, for the men's basketball program. We're going to take a break. We're going to hit the track and the field. Not literally. It's covered in snow. We'll have another first-year head coach coming up next here on the ACL Access Show. I'm Ian Wendt. We're at Frickers in Adrian. Stop on by, say hi. Chance to win a jersey. Can't believe I'm giving away this information. It decreases my chances of winning that authentic NFL jersey. Just stop on in, grab some food and sign up. And check out the ACL Access Show. We'll be back right after this.
College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can watch women's D1 hockey this Thursday at 5:15 and stick around for men's D1 following that. Plus, hockey all weekend and cornhole on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the ho-ho home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They say every fan's got their lucky seat, but what if your seat came with a brand new recliner and a big screen that makes every play feel this close? 96.5 The Cave and Baldi's Furniture in Wauseon are giving you the ultimate fan setup. A recliner built for legends and a TV that brings the big game to life. Register on air, by text, or online. Then sit back because it's about to be a full-on cave-in. Be a part of the winning team with 96.5 The Cave, Baldi's Furniture, Cutting Edge Logging, and Roofman USA.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave, Lenawee County Sports.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
You can watch women's D1 hockey this Thursday at 5:15 and stick around for men's D1 following that. Plus, hockey all weekend and cornhole on Saturday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Frickers. With holiday parties and get-togethers upon us, Frickers makes this the best season yet. With 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $39.99 or 50 boneless wings for only $49.99. Carry out only. When you pick up your order, make sure and stuff the stockings of those you love with Frickers gift cards. Receive $5 of Frickers bonus bucks for every $25 gift card. Give them what they really want. Season's eatings from the ho-ho home. For fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the ACL Access Show. Ian Wendt here on the job. Stacy Mitchell slacking off on social media. We have Josh Mitchell, our engineer. We have, her. You guys know who it is. It's Gabby Brume with ACTV. She puts out those cool videos on social media of these interviews. It's not the full thing. She takes the best part and puts it out for all the world to see on the World Wide Web. We've talked some men's D3 hockey, talked with Mike Prang, we talked some men's basketball, and now it's time to go to the track and field. So their season must be suspended because it's covered in snow. We're going to learn more about that with the first-year head coach, but not the first year with the program. Kaylee Lascote joining me. I hope I did a decent job reading your last name. I did, and getting a head nod. That's good. Welcome to the world of head coaching, but most importantly, welcome to the show. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We only have 9 minutes left.
Okay.
That's it.
Perfect.
We can do it. Assistant coach for 2 seasons, it says here, for the Dogs. Decide to stick around grab by the head coach position. What does that involve? I already made 2 jokes about it being snowy and you can't do track and field. Obviously, quite a few things inside this time of year.
Yeah, so we have our indoor season. We actually have our first meet on Wednesday to kick off. It's just our Maltese meet, so we only have 2 Maltese athletes right now. So it's the pent and the hep. And then
the
on
what and the what?
The pentathlon and the heptathlon.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And then Friday we kick off at SVSU with our whole team.
The whole team. Could you kind of talk me through how many are on the team? Is it co-ed? Is it men's and women's divided? How does that work?
Yeah, so we're technically a co-ed team. Obviously, the men compete differently than the women. I don't think that'd be very fair if they did race each other. Although some of our some of our women can compete with some of the guys. So, but yeah, we'll take our whole team. We have about 70, 75 on our roster. We have some football guys who just finished up who are coming over. We'll have some hockey players who will come over for outdoor season. Obviously, they can't compete during indoor because they're on the ice right now. But yeah, so we'll have almost our whole roster.
How many roughly on the roster?
About 75.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It can't be just you coaching.
No, I'm just the head of it all, but I have five assistant coaches, actually. So full coaching staff.
What brought you to AC? Did you run here? How'd that go?
I'm actually from West Virginia, and I ran at a college there. And one of the head coaches there got the cross-country job up here, Miles Kane. And they had an assistant job opening, and I was right out of college, 22 years old. Would have been dumb to not take that opportunity, and then I came up here, and 3 years later, I'm the head coach.
Wow. That's right. I was trying to remember who it was. Okay. Coach Miles.
Yeah. Now I'm his boss. I was an athlete, and now I'm his boss.
I was boss. What... The seasons, to me, flow together with just the umbrella of track and field. Do you do things in the fall, winter, spring, or what's your role? When is this actual season?
So we kind of have like a preseason through September and October. I would say like end of October is like indoor season practices officially start, even though there's really not a difference between preseason and indoor season practices. Then we'll go right into indoor. We'll have about a two-week break between the end of indoor and the beginning of outdoor, and then we just kind of work right into it.
Just a continuous kind of deal.
And then, like, the cross-country kids, they do cross-country. They have, like, a 2 or 3 week break, and then they're right into indoor, so they really don't stop competing all year long.
And their events, I assume, are the track variety when they're done running cross-country.
Yeah, they will typically go from about the 800 to the 10K. So.
Okay. I have to imagine your program being indoor track and field benefits from the indoor facility just put up on campus.
Yes. The dome is a lot better than the Blue Gym floor for us. It's a four-lane, 400-meter track compared to a three-lane, 150-meter actual track surface. I mean, it's been a game changer for our program. So,
what else are you able to do over there? I know I was over there. This is an embarrassing story. Over there, shooting baskets before doing PA for a basketball game in the Maryland, I jumped over to the Blue Gym, missed some free throws, tried some layups, and I saw students pole vaulting.
Yeah, so our pole vault still stays in the Blue Gym.
Okay.
They have a rollout mat so that they can spike up. There's just, like, certain equipment needed for pole vault. They have to, like, really put the pole into the ground. So there's a specific box that they have to have in there that wasn't put in the dome. But they have the Blue Gym all to themselves with the throwers.
That's nice for them.
Yeah.
All right, so talking about your team in particular, you do return a couple of all-region selections. KJ Scott on the men's side. Alyssa Townsend from the women's team. Alyssa's name's familiar.
It's Alicia.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
See, that's why you're here. she had a nice cross-country season.
Alicia does not do cross-country.
Who am I thinking of then? Oh, my gosh. See, that's over
two.
All right. Well, I have to be happy bringing them back. Yes?
Yeah.
They are back.
They are back.
Okay. Got that right. So Will Hoovener.
Yeah, he wrapped up cross country and got all region and got second place at conference. So he's going to come and do some pretty indoor and outdoor season.
So he is doing. I'm second guessing everything now. He is going to do indoor.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Your other coaches. Oh, I have them here listed. Mike Prang just helps me out. So Coach Kane, is assisting you this year.
Yes.
Connor Kolka for distance. Brooke Burns, throwing. Tanner May, sprints. So then what do you coach? What's your specialty?
I work with sprints, hurdles, high jump, and long jump.
Most everything.
Yeah. We also have a pole vault coach. She's a volunteer assistant. Her name is Kate Leonard. So she just works specifically with our vaults group and has done really well with them.
I always feel like track and field events from the coaching side are chaotic. I can't imagine being the coach and you're like herding cats. You have different events going on at different times. So obviously you haven't had anything yet. You have three events this week.
Yeah.
So really jumping into it. Do you have a game plan ready to go? Do you get a map of where everything is so you know where you need to be? Or you just hang out in the lobby and wait for everyone to finish?
Sometimes we kind of just like walk into the facility and you just kind of see like the high jump mats over here, throws is over there. Or if we've been there before, we obviously have like a picture in our mind. But you pretty much just walk in and then you find like a team camp in the middle and just kind of wait for your event to be called.
Approaches to practice. Are you a kind of get it done on your own or like, hey, we need to be in this team atmosphere. I need to be coaching you. What's your approach? Are you hands on or hands off?
Very hands on. We try and do team, obviously certain events. Not everyone does like high jump or pole vault, so they have a specific time slot, but come like actual sprint time, everyone comes together. We try and keep a lot of eyes on everyone just to kind of make sure every little thing is like working together and just putting good team chemistry. I mean, the kids are together for 9 months of the year. We want them to get along and work together.
Sure.
And yeah.
All right. Talked about the events coming up. You're at Hillsdale College. Mm-hmm. Then you're at Saginaw Valley. Do you travel all 70-some student-athletes, or how many do you bring with you each meet?
There's some meets where, like, distance might take a week off or, like, sprints won't go, but most of the time we do take everybody.
All right. Put this in your calendar, conference championships, February 27th and 28th. Trine is hosting those, nationals in the middle of March. Getting ready for all that good stuff and more. Coach, time's up.
All right.
Did it. You're off the hook.
Thank you.
Till next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Once again, first year head coach for the Bulldogs at the track and field side, Kaylee Lascote, right here on the AC All Access Show. Josh Mitchell back in our studios. I'm Ian Wendt here at Frickers and Adrian. Thanks again to Tara being a wonderful help for me. Quite a needy guy. Stacey Mitchell and Gabby Vermey. Josh Mitchell, our engineer tonight. Thanks for listening to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. We here next week? No. We are here next week. All right. Talk to you then.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN, HD2, W243, AD, Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.